Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a licensed Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book, called Angels of Faith, is about my two near-death experiences, and it contains the fact, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them also to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. And as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse. They have a funny sense of humor, and they're extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss, joy, balance, and peace in their lives. So like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for free angel advice. You can call into the show on 646-716-6794. Again, that call-in number for that angel guidance is 646-716-6794. And before we take those calls, welcome again to Angel Healing House. Whether you're listening in to the archive shows, I think we're up to about 113 now over the last 2 years, or maybe you've downloaded the show for free from iTunes. Welcome, everyone. Firstly, I would like to remind everyone of my beautiful channel book, Angels of Faith, which I mentioned in the intro. It is based on my two near-death experiences I had as a child, and the second near-death experience I had was the one in which the angels took me on a journey, the journey that we all get to take once we cross over from our human incarnation back to our real home in spirit. It also reconnects us to our divine, eternal nature. It shows us that we have always existed, we will always exist, and we go on forever. And it helps us to not be so afraid of the dark. This inspirational book can be ordered from my website, which is www.angelhealinghouse.com. And that Angel Healing House is all one word. And while you're on my website, if you are truly ready for positive changes in your life, you can book your own intuitive counseling and Reiki life-changing sessions, or book your own individualized angel reading with me, Claire Candy Hoff, on 831-277-3716. That number again for Angel Healing House is 831-277-3716. Or you can email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. You know, your new life is waiting for you to step forward, and this session will have you transform areas of your life, ones that you're conscious of and those that you're not even conscious of, in order for you to step forward. Also, as a reminder of the Posse of Angels, and I've been posting some of the channel topics that we've shared on my program, my Candy Hoff YouTube channel. You know, I'd love you to watch my videos. If you like what you see and hear, please feel free to share them with others. Looking at the switchboard, I see that we have several callers. You 847 number, you're going to be up first, and then the 256, your second in line. I also see a 678, your third. So hold on. If you're a regular listener, you know that I like to talk about the topic for about 15 minutes or so before we get to those calls. And the topic for today is a lifelong love affair with yourself. So I don't know who would not like to have a lifelong love affair with themselves. So let's see what this is all about. With Valentine's Day only 3 days away from today, you know, I thought I would check in with the Posse of Angels and I'd ask them what they thought of the Valentine's Day holiday. And actually, the angels were very amused with the whole Valentine's Day thing. They asked me, they said, Candy, why don't humans have a national breathing day? And why isn't there a national beating of your heart day? Both of these things, breathing and our hearts beating, like love, happen naturally. And you know, most of the time, they occur without us even realizing it. I guess the Posse of Angels point to love and to be loved is a natural thing that all human beings have, and that we can have love in any of our lives, in any second that we choose. You know, but most of the time, we as humans are so dead set on preaching to the universe just how love is supposed to be in our lives, that we actually diminish and we close off the possibilities of how and when we can experience love in our lives. You know, listeners, if we buy into the vision of love, which is perpetuated by the greeting card companies, the chocolate manufacturers, the florists, and the jewelers, well, we can get caught up in a very, very commercialized form of love that is solely built around conditions and expectations. Some of these conditions might have us thinking that, okay, my partner really loves me if he'll buy me flowers on Valentine's Day. Or we could think, if he really loves me, he'll buy me flowers and a diamond ring or could even think, if he truly loves me the most, he'll buy me flowers, a diamond ring, a new Ferrari, and a villa in the south of France. Well, I know it sounds funny, but the whole point here is that once we start to play this sort of game, it's difficult to know where to stop. You know, you might be chuckling to yourself over this, but there was a time in my life that I associated with people who were just like this. They were so caught up in climbing the social ladder of who could acquire the most, they were materially blinded to anything remotely associated with feeling rich by solely connecting to their free emotion of love within, as they equated love with material things. You know, if it didn't come with in a pretty bow tied up on a certain day, then they didn't think much about those actions or those words of love. Appropriating a single day to show love, well, the Posse of Angels is telling us it is so insanely ludicrous, because at the most profound depth of who we all are as human beings is the fact that we are love in every single second. In fact, this is our divine birthright. We inherit this as all children of God, as when we incarnate, that we love. We are that direct spirit, that direct essence from God's source. In fact, we are so inextricably linked with God that even if we do not think that we are love, this connection of divine love always, always exists underneath any false premise that we choose to perpetuate. And you know what, listeners? If it is dormant in someone's life and asleep within them, love can be reawakened in the blink of an eye. And counter to what all the great romance novels and romantic movies have shown us, love does not happen because of who we are with. Love happens because of who we are. But it can only happen with our permission. You know, many times we deny that we are love because we are replaying old programming of taking to heart someone else's words that caused us to feel not worthy or not deserving of love, or like somehow we didn't measure up, you know, to have love in our lives. But deep within, underneath any negative belief system, regardless of what we've done, regardless of what you've received and who you are, the angels want to remind you that you are more beautiful, powerful, and more magnificent than you could ever possibly imagine. Just for the record, the Posse of Angels and I want to remind you that, and remind us all, that we're children of God, and we are adored and loved, not only on a specific day, but in every single second of every single day, every single month, every single year, since you were born, before you were born, forever. Just let that sink into you for a second. You are more cherished, loved, and adored in any single second of every single day, of every single month, of every single year, since you were born, before you were born, and you will be forever, because that's your divine birthright. This is not dependent on what you're given, what you own, what you drive, what you wear. If you produce, achieve, or even if you create anything in your life, this love that we are given is indisputable, unconditional, constant, and unwavering. How extraordinarily fortunate are we? If your life is not representative of these words, it's because you have forgotten who you are and are allowing external expectations and conditions to dictate how and if you are to be loved. Actually, the hardest I've ever seen the angels weep is for those clients who have completely forgotten who they are, as they are denying their divine love inside. when we forget who we are, we stop loving ourselves and we stop seeing ourselves as having any importance. Once we stop acknowledging our importance, we then begin to seek and find our identity in other people and things outside of ourselves. This sets us up on a perpetual cycle of giving our power away through expectation. You know, over the last 10 years through my business, Angel Healing House, I've lost count of all the clients who have gone through relationship breakdowns that have said that they need their ex back in their lives in order to feel loved, as they feel so empty without them. Well, rightfully so. The clients are rightfully empty, as most of their relationships were codependent, and they did very little to nourish and nurture their own love, their own self-worth inside. Once their partner leaves them, they fall pretty heavily as they've been leaning on the other person for their sense of love. One of the greatest ways that I find to keep reminding myself about love of self is by honoring and respecting who I am. I do this by honoring and encouraging my unique gifts and talents. You know, there might be others out there with similar gifts to me, but there never has been another me with my set of unique fingerprints. And nobody does things in quite the same way that I do them. You know, this reminds me of when I wrote my beloved book, Angels of Faith. I could have said, why should I write a book? There already have been lots of books written about angels. But I knew in my heart that there had never been, never is, and never will be another book written with the same energies and intention that mine was written with. Once you allow this feeling of uniqueness to permeate through you, you begin to value your contribution to yourself, to others, and to the planet. You begin to see yourself as an integral part of life, and you find joy in making yourself a priority, not at the expense of anyone else, but you begin to see that your dreams and desires are just as significant as any others. So remember, if you were disappointed by love on Valentine's Day, on any other Valentine's Day or any other day of the year, ask yourself, where in your life that you can put more focus and attention on the creation of your importance? Perhaps you can own a book that you have inside of yourself. Dare to switch to a more honoring job and talents and share them with the world. And if you wake up on Valentine's morning and do not find your new Ferrari parked in your garage, or your breakfast tray does not come with a diamond ring or those two plane tickets to your villa in the south of France, remember that love is not something that you are given or have to search for. Love is something that you already are. Before we talk more about experiencing love in every second of our lives, let's go to the phone lines. 847, thank you for holding. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Jill. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Jill, where are you calling from?
Illinois.
Illinois. So how is Jill's self-love?
Oh, probably not good.
Not good. What are you doing in your life to either foster or not foster self-love within yourself?
Everyone comes from a dysfunctional family. Mine's extreme. I'm the youngest, so I was a scapegoat, punching bag. Everyone put me down. I wasn't worthy and deserving and entitled to what everyone else is or was.
Yeah.
My parents are gone. My older sisters still do this to me. I've been doing a lot of healing work and getting clarity and breaking ties with, you know, my family and friends that aren't healthy. So I have been making progress. But I feel like the last couple of days I'm taking two steps back. I'm consumed with fear and I'm just not feeling good about myself.
Okay. Also, Jill, I must remind you that not only are we in a Mercury retrograde, and the Mercury retrograde makes us more emotional. It's like the shadow of the moon. It goes in and has us looking at those dark shadows, as those things that we may not have had clarity on yet. And it's making us more emotional. It's more of us making us feel like you said, one step forward, two steps back, like we're on a bit of a roller coaster ride. We understand things, and the posse of angels are applauding you because they understand that you know this from a conscious point of view. You know to forgive. You know this. You know that you chose your parents and your siblings, and you know this from a conscious point of view. But then there's that trigger inside of us as human beings that is, you know, that is hurt. It's hurt, and when we go back into those feelings, no matter how much we've forgiven people, and no matter how much we've cleansed and cleared, there sometimes still is that little bit of a knee-jerk reaction or that twinge when a relative says something to us, and it just makes us, you know, it hurts us, and it makes, I know, you know, we hurt ourselves by reacting that way. So they want to tell you that you are a very powerful spiritual warrior, and you would not have chosen this extreme dysfunctional family unless you had the power to not only transmute it and transform, you know, a lot of the energies in the family for yourself, but also indirectly for that family as well.
I'm feeling a lot of anger, too, the last couple of days.
Yeah.
I'm angry that I was so taken advantage of. I'm angry that it took me so long to figure it out. I'm angry that it was stolen from me, boundaries. Having a voice, knowing, I'm angry about that. It was like stolen from me, and then I'm thrown out into the world without boundaries and a voice, and I'm angry at myself. It's taking so long for me to figure it out, how to set boundaries and say no. And I know I'm being abused.
I hear you, because it sounds like much of my story as well, Jill. And I would go so far as to say is this the story of many light workers, because the first part of our mission to come back as light workers was to enable, was to help, and was to save as many people as we could to get on board the train of ascension. Now, if we had to give up our time, our money, our boundaries, our heart, our sins, our whatever, it was in our DNA to do that. Okay, that we did. And just because we did that, in the last year, 10 years or 2 years, the posse of angels told me that, you know, it was our time to turn the mirror back on ourselves, let those people go, because they had to take responsibility then for their own ascension. We helped them enough along the path, you know. There was no keeping a foot in either camp. Either they got it or didn't get it. And now it is our time. But the residual of that is, you know, now we have to rebuild our lives. And because we have given so much away, a lot of us are feeling angry. The first thing that the posse of angels is saying to do is you allow yourself to be angry. One of the greatest things that a friend of mine who is a healing practitioner in Australia helped me do was there was an open reserve behind her house, but then it led into a forest. Took her clients into a forest, and she said, okay, I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to imagine your mother in front of you, or your father, or your siblings, or whoever you have this anger towards, and I want you to scream at the top of your lungs and tell them exactly what you need to tell them. And I screamed so hard at a few relatives, you know, that brought to mind. And I was hoarse for about 3 or 4 days afterwards. I lost my voice. But I can tell you, after I did that, I closed doors on so much of what I needed to bring out of myself. So the first thing, in order to get over our anger, is to allow ourselves to feel it. Otherwise, it's like a vaporous thought that just bumps around inside of us. And you know, we say, oh, yes, love and light to that, forgiveness, you know. I'll
see, this is where I get confused. Because when I do that, people say, or people, you know, say, well, you're not getting over the past. So, see, I still don't have clarity on something. So what's what? So if you're still angry, are you not getting over the past? But then you need to feel the anger. So how does it go? You know what I mean? So I'm confused in there.
I know. If it's still causing you, some reaction inside, there's still something that has been unheard of or something that has been really not dealt with yet.
Okay.
And a lot of times, you know, instead of going out in a field and screaming this out, a lot of people write it out. A lot of people, you know, sort of write letters to those people, and then they burn it afterwards. Not about that. These people know who they are. They know their actions. And even if we would send those letters, you can't control anybody else. They might, you know, get the letter and read it and think, you know, you're wrong. So it's not
right.
In the sending letters. It's inviting them out. And ritualistically, I like to burn them, you know, and send it up with transmuting and transforming thoughts up to the universe. So as far as you not being able to have your voice when you were within this family, when you were younger, physically within this family, and not setting boundaries, that is a thing of the past, and it should not hamper what your actions are nowadays. It shouldn't hamper on you being as authentic and honest, open, and transparent as you can be. You know, setting limits and boundaries just because you didn't do that before shouldn't impact on whether you do that now, and respect and honor yourself. So,
getting with the healings and stuff. Now I'm aware I need to address it right away.
Yes, exactly.
This doesn't feel good to me. Like, there's shifts going on there.
Right. Going on there, and they will continue to go on the more that you can respect and honor yourself, and allow yourself to feel good with your choices. Going to the cards, and I'm picking three cards for you, and let's see if it comes out for Jill. Okay, that first card is the Four of Wands. It's the celebration card, and the posse of angels are saying that the more that you keep honoring yourself, the more that you keep on celebrating who you are now, seeing yourself as who you are now, somebody who has the strength and the courage to be herself, somebody has the, you know, the honor and respect of being authentic, then this will start to color all areas of your life.
Okay.
You put your focus and attention on, you know, not being good enough or not measuring up and all of those things. And you know, I lost so much time. You know, I could have been so much more. But we signed on for this contract to be born into dysfunctional families in order to raise the vibrational escrow in those families. So the more that we can just celebrate our life now and the things that we can affect, the things that we could do, it's going to keep you in much better, more beautiful light and much more beautiful energies. And the next is the six of, the four is also a very foundational, secure number. And that four is telling you that by doing these things, you're not going to feel so off balance and unstable when you take yourself back and not having that power when you were a child. Or growing up or in that family, you feel very unstable. But doing these things now and rewarding yourself for this beautiful celebration of your life that you're living now, then you'll feel more secure. The Six of Swords is they're saying that by doing this, your reality will start to change. You'll be drawing people to yourself that are more honoring and more respecting. They're also saying, Jill, that February is a little bit of a dark month for us with this Mercury retrograde and a lot of shadows that we're being looked at. But they're saying in March, you're going to start, and many of us are going to start to draw to ourselves a new spiritual family. this is not our biological family. This is, and it's going to feel more like our, in many, many respects, I'm not saying everybody's biological family is like this, but in many respects, it's going to feel so much more comfortable and ease and grace and with flow to the new people that you're going to meet from March onwards. And here is another six. The Six of Wands is the victory card, is the triumph card. You're saying, excuse me, they're saying, Jill, that you've run the race. You've already run the race. You're like 99.8% there. They said, don't give up now.
Okay.
Don't give up now. Honor the life that you choose to live, not as a reflection of that biological family, but in and of yourself, and your reality is going to start to change. So I hope that's been helpful for you, sweetheart.
Yes, it was totally helpful, and I'm going to save it and listen to it again.
Okay, thank you so much. And
thank you, and it's good to hear that you experienced the same type of things I did. That is really helpful.
Well, yeah, and when our voice is taken away from us, you know, we're like birds. A bird, not so anybody else can hear, but a bird sings because he has a voice and he has a song to sing. And you go out and you sing the most beautiful song just for yourself.
Okay.
Thank you, Jill. I'm sending you lots
Thank
of love.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Let's go to our next caller. Thank you so much for holding. 256, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well. Who am I calling to? Who am I speaking to? Sorry.
This is Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly. And are you experiencing love in this week of Valentine's Day week?
Yeah, self-love and love of family, love of my son.
Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? So do you have a question around love?
Not a real question about love, just on, I guess, in loving my soul, what do I need to do next to make my soul happy? To keep the path that I'm on right now?
That's a very good question. That's a very, very good question, and something that could help us all, because in living a life as a human being, you know, there's a lot of things that, you know, people ask me, you know, with my smiley face, they say, are you happy all the time? And I say, hell no. You know? I may be angel, and I may have incarnated, you know, from the angelic realm, but I have challenges just like everyone else. And some of those, they don't make me particularly happy, you know. So how do we find love in those times where, you know, we feel down or we're not 100% in that glorious happiness of ours? So let's go to the cards and see what the posse of angels have to say on that. It's a very, very good question, Kimberly.
Okay.
Why do I even bother with these cards? Okay, the Hermit came up. And the Hermit is the perfect card for this February. Because on my card, there's a very wise man. He's carrying a torch. At the base of him is a snake, and it's a very dark, dark navy blue card, and there's one star that's shining in the sky. Okay, this card is the card of trust. It's the card that, above anything else that's happening in your life, is telling us that the universe, God and the angels, always has our back. Everything happens for a reason. We, in our limited humanness, can't see that reason, but God and the angels can. And so to garner that love for ourselves we only get taken off that love is if we think something else should be happening in our life or we should be doing something else. And if we are meant to do something else, the posse of angels want us to know that they can't interfere with free will and free choice, but they have enough weaponry in their arsenal to make it very difficult to go to go somewhere or to stop us from going somewhere or to create blocks for us. You know, it's like going bowling with bumpers. So what they're saying is to trust the universe. Trust the universe that everything is as it should be, and there's nothing else that needs to happen in order for us to experience that joy and that peace in any given moment. Second card for you is the Five of Pentacles. They're saying that the greatest thing that will take us off that line of not feeling love in our lives is feeling like we lack something. That, like, you know, we would feel love, or we would feel better if I had that new car, or if I had whatever that is. And a lot of people, once they get that, then they substitute it with the next thing and the next thing. So they're saying that we do not lack the thing, because we're children of God and abundance is our nature. We are given all that we need in any single second. Okay, so what's the next card up? The next card is the King of Pentacles. This is a wonderful card, and it's an abundance card. Anytime that we are not feeling loved in our lives, it's because we don't see ourselves as abundant, and we've taken our emphasis off how much we do have, which is our blessings, on our gratitude and appreciation. And we all do it, you know, because we're all thinking to ourselves, oh, well, I'm grateful and appreciative, but life would be so much better if. And we have a substitute for that. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Kimberly.
Yes.
I think that would help enormously. That first card, that trust card, is
right.
The universe. It knows exactly where you're supposed to be and knows what's best for us. So I hope that's been helpful.
Yes, it's been very helpful. Thank you so much.
Okay, have a lovely day. Take care. God bless you.
You too. God bless
Bye.
You too. Thanks.
Let's go to our next caller, 609. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
I'm well, thank you. Who am I speaking with?
Tabitha.
Hi, Tabitha. Where are you calling from?
New Jersey.
From New Jersey. And have you been experiencing love in your life, Tabitha?
No.
Well, you know what? You're honest. You are honest, and that's good.
And what I got going on, I'm not even going to let confuse or cloud my mind.
So what's of most concern for you these days, Tabitha?
More of self-loving myself. Starting with self-loving myself, forgiving, and loving me, and learning to try to put me first.
Okay. I bet you've had a whole history of putting others first.
Oh, did I? The time has come now where things have really changed, where I need to put me first and not feel guilty about it.
And not feel guilty about it, because if we don't make priority, not at the expense of anybody else, but truly, it's by making ourselves a priority, and we can still love and give to others, but then the universe sees us as a priority and gives to us. You know, the greatest thing, you know, for self-love is to nurture and nourish ourselves. Do you make time to emotionally nourish and nurture yourself?
I agree.
Okay, so do you make time to nurture yourself during the week?
A little bit. Not like I used to, or not like I should be doing. But
okay.
I think it's gradually
coming
slowly. It's just a lot of clearing house, and you know, I got to start with that, and then as that happens, that should flourish.
But the more that we can actively nurture ourselves. And a lot of times, you know, people say, well, how can I do that? Because we're all children of God, we forget that there's a little child inside of us, and there's little Tabitha inside of you. And she wants to create and express herself freely and openly. And a lot of times we do this as through singing, dancing, writing, painting, playing an instrument. You know, some people say, well, I give to myself by listening to music. And I said, if a child was given a choice between going into a whole room full of instruments or going to hear a lecture on a musician or a composer, what do you think that child would do? You know, child would go, or a whole art studio with paint, or going to hear a lecture on a painter. You know, they would be straight into the studio and be finger painting and doing with molding with clay and doing lots of things. So the Posse of Angels are really saying here, make time for little Tabitha every week, a time where she can create. You know, I have a lot of moms and grandmothers and aunties. When I ask them what they do to nourish themselves, they say they spend time having fun with their grandchildren. And there's nothing wrong with that, but it's not exclusively for themselves. And this will help you to show the universe that you're making yourself a priority. You're loving yourself enough that you're setting aside special time for little Tabitha to create and to be in joy by doing that. So let's go to the phone. Let's go to the cards and see what comes up. Yeah, that one about nourishing and nurturing ourselves comes up a lot in how we can love ourselves. The first card for you is the Seven of Pentacles. They're saying that you're very organized. They feel that you're very organized. And a lot of the times, you want everything to be just so before you step forward.
That's true.
You know, sometimes you can overanalyze things. They're being very kind here, Tabitha, and they're saying you can get in your own way of stopping the magic in life from happening. And they're saying that when we're presented with signs in our lives that make us wiggle, or they make us feel joyful, it's in the stepping forward and acting upon it that we will be given a puzzle piece to fit into the beautiful portrait of our life, the creation of our life. So this first part is saying don't overanalyze things too much. Go on your intuition, okay? They're saying a lot of times that you cut yourself off from experiencing joyful magic carpet ride of life because you're overanalyzing things. But they want you to be more in the moment and act more on the signs that the angels are sending you. Now the next card is coming in for you. Oh, here we go. It's the Page of Pentacles. Okay, this is a message around money. Are you waiting for something around money coming in?
Yeah, I have. I'm waiting for the rest of my Social Security disability that I got back money for that. And what I'm really waiting for is this lawsuit. This is what I really want to hurry up and get over is the lawsuit money.
Okay, so all right, they're saying. Okay. They're telling you that it's going to be in your favor, but they're also telling you to let go of any outcome. What they want you to say, and you can write this down, is thank you, God, for the most extraordinary outcome that is going to happen in this lawsuit for my highest good. And then you just have to let it go.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, thank you. You know, I know, God, you listen to all prayers, you hear all prayers, and you're working on it. Okay, so thank you for the most extraordinary outcome in this lawsuit that's going to come to me for not only my highest good, but the highest good of all concerned. Okay, you work on that, and now I'll go and play because I know you got my back. And the next card is coming. Oh, my gosh. This couldn't be any better, this reading. Okay, the Nine of Cups is the wish card. The wish card. What? Tell me and all of our listeners, what do you wish for, Tabitha?
I wish for happiness. and good health.
Happiness and good health. Well, happiness you can have in any single second because happiness is a choice. And this it's funny, there's a little bee on this card, and the bee is getting the sweetness out of life. So this reading for you is all about getting the sweetness out of life, finding the magic, truly nurturing and nourishing yourself, and allow God and the angels to do their job, which is figuring out the best how and when of Tabitha's life working out for the most extraordinary way. And all you need to do is dream, imagine, and be pure intention. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Oh, yes, it was very lovely. Anything from the angels is always lovely.
It is, just as you are. So you go out and have an amazing day.
Thank you so much, and love and light to you also.
Okay, God bless you. Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to our next caller. Let's see. 646, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking
with? Hello, sweet Candy. How are you? It's Helena from New York.
Hello, Helena. How is life treating you, and are you feeling the love? You feeling the love in Valentine's Day week?
No. Sorry to say. I had asked you about a job. I'm in that. I'm finding it extremely difficult, and I have not left yet. Just wondering if you can tell me what you get with it and about it.
Okay. Now, as I'm shuffling the cards, I'm recalling that this, of course, is a job that's not nurturing for you. I mean, it's not very honoring to you, and it's a matter of not if you're going to leave, but when you're going to leave.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I mean, oddly enough, it's at a spiritual center. It should be those things, but it's more not those things than is.
Just because somebody says that they're spiritual, it doesn't mean that they are coming from pure heart space. They could be coming from doing the spiritual center from a purely monetary point of view. It could be through ego. There could be a lot of things associated with it. I worked for a year for somebody, you know, and not particularly spiritual. I was there to raise the consciousness and awareness of the center, and as soon as I was done, I was out of there. But you know, there's a lot of different reasons for us to go to these different areas and different places in our lives. So let's go into the cards and see what comes up. Okay. Oh, well, this is a wonderful card, Helena, because the first card that comes up for you is the justice card. Justice be
Yay.
Done.
Amen.
Justice will be done. They're saying that, I don't know what you're feeling in these kind of emotional, they're not dark days in February, but again, the Mercury retrograde, even if you don't buy into it, the collective consciousness, it makes us feel like we're in a holding pattern, like we can't move forward.
Yes.
They're saying things will become tense, and if you're more emotional, just go out and have a good cry, you know. Watch some sad movies or whatever, or, you know, indulge. Indulge as much as you can, because they're saying, they're showing me that new contracts are going to be signed in the spring.
Okay.
That's what they're saying. They're saying, hold tight, Helena. H-T-H, they're saying H-T-H, hold tight, Helena, because this is the justice part, and it wouldn't come up unless there was this truth behind you holding. And the sign will show you in no uncertain terms when to leave this place and to step forward. Okay, next card that's coming up to you is the Two of Pentacles. Two of Pentacles is, it's showing you balancing, having more balance in your life, and and feeling more stable and secure. Not only financially, but also within yourself.
And that's going to be coming up in the springtime. And the cards, all right, another Four of Pentacles. The Four of Pentacles is having a very, very strong foundation around money, around who you are. And so they're saying hold tight for just a little bit longer, and you will know. You will see a very definitive sign as to when to leave.
That's excellent.
Okay, so I'm sending you lots and lots of love. Hold tight, Helena. If you have to take those three letters and inscribe it on everything to make you feel better, HTH to you, and sending you lots of love.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Thank you.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Let's go to next. Caller 847, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with? 47, are you there? No one on the line. 847, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Is anyone there? No, can't scare anybody up on that line, 847. So let's go to... just the ending of our topic today, having a lifelong love affair with yourself. You know, I recently had a client who was very depressed, and she was sick and tired of waiting for beautiful love to enter her life. She had been to relationship counselors. She'd been to life coaches. She told me that she's been waiting for years and years. She followed all the spiritual teachings in the book. She made vision boards, and she did affirmations. But every day she woke up, she was no longer and no closer to having a loving, cherished relationship with herself. The Posse of Angels reminded her that until she acted and truly believed that this cherished love was already hers, and that until the energetic vibration of love and completeness within herself was the matching resonance to what she desired, her love would never manifest in her world. When my clients find themselves in this situation, I suggest they might wish to try what I did after I experienced a 20-year abusive marriage and another destructive abusive relationship after that. At the age of 47, I began to thank God for my heavenly relationship that was already mine, even before he manifested in the physical. I allowed myself to feel what it would feel like to walk hand in hand on the beach together. I imagined what it would be like to sit on the sofa and watch our favorite movies and sharing a bowl of popcorn. And every night, I tucked in my beloved guy, even when he was not physically there. I kissed him and I said, "Sleep tight, don't let the bed bugs bite," and I pulled the covers over him. You know, I did this with 100% faith and trust and knowing I chose to feel that this heavenly love was already mine on the etheric plane, and it would be revealed to me in God's timing, and it would show up on the earth plane, because I knew that there is only what I desire and that God received my prayers and was working on the fulfillment of those prayers. You know, I then wrote a decree to God thanking him for my beautiful relationship, and I listed the wonderful characteristics of my beloved. You know what? I wrote that he was kind and considerate, gentle, trustworthy, responsible, and reliable. I wrote down that he treated me like a princess, and we allowed each other just to be ourselves. There was no game playing. Nothing took precedence over the relationship. I also wrote that he had a great sense of humor and that he made me laugh. I wrote that we traveled the world together, we worked together, and we were supportive of one another. I then took this sacred decree to God and I slept with it under my pillow. I read it out morning and night, and I visualized our beautiful life together as if I was already living it with him. I can tell you, when I went to the grocery store, I went, "Come on," I didn't know his name, but I said, "Come on, let's go grocery shopping." Or when I went for a walk, I said, "Let's go for a walk out in the beautiful day, sunshine of today." You know, It was 6 months after doing this every single day that I was invited to a Come As Your Favorite Rock Star party. I went as Stevie Nicks from Fleetwood Mac, and the only Elvis at the party arrived just as I was about to leave. He grabbed a chair, he sat down next to me at the table, and we spoke for the rest of the evening. And it was 5 days later that he asked to marry me. He wanted to ask me after 3 days, but he thought he would wait till the fifth day. And you know, listeners, he was everything that I had written on that list, and so much more. The so much more was allowing God and the angels to have a hand in creating this divine union, as they knew what to bring me to fulfill my heart's love. This could have only happened if I allowed myself to feel as if this love was already mine. So everyone, until next time, please do remember that by having a lifelong love affair with yourself, it will constantly bring you the richest fulfillment from the inside out. And that just about wraps up the show for today. Thank you to all of my callers. Thank you to all the listeners for tuning in and to share this program. And thank you to those who are listening to this archive show on either the Blog Talk Radio site or on iTunes for free. Don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you'd like to receive my uplifting and enlightening Angel Healing House newsletters, which are filled with channeled messages from my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, and myself, email me and send me a request to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. To purchase a copy of my inspirational book, Angels of Faith, and my beautifully professionally recorded guided angel meditations CD, which is entitled Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, please go to the Angel Healing House website, which is www.angel, A-N-G-E-L, healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, house, H-O-U-S-E.com. If you'd like to book your own transformative angel intuitive counseling and Reiki healing session, which can be either done in my Los Angeles office or nationally and internationally using distant healing, and over Skype and computer or by phone, please do call Angel Healing House at 831-277-3716. Or you can email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. And until next time, listeners, please allow your radiant light to shine forth and go out and fashion an apt, beautiful life for yourself. Love and angel blessings to all of you. Take care. Bye.